Ameritech Property Management. How can I help you?
Yeah, I've got two dogs crapping on my lawn. One of them is as big as a house.
Ameritech Property Management.
Okay, so my house smells like something out of a horror movie. It's like something died.
You guys sent me a violation notice in the mail. It says my lawn is unsightly. What the hell is that?
If you guys think that you're going to take my house, you got another thing coming. You're going to put a lien on my house for $20?
That's right. Everything you ever wanted to know about condominium living or deed-restricted communities. Good afternoon and welcome to the Ameritech Connection radio talk show on the TAN Talk Radio Network. Do you live in a condo or deed-restricted community? Do you have issues concerning the do's and the don'ts in your community? Have you been getting into trouble with your community association or management company? Got questions but just can't get the answers? Well, we cover it all and much more right here and right now on the Ameritech Connection. Hi, I'm Mike Perez, the CEO of Ameritech Property Management and your host for the Ameritech Connection. And sitting right next to me is my co-host, the beautiful and talented Miss Sharon Van Winkle. Sharon is also the Director of Marketing for Ameritech Property Management and has over 10 years of experience dealing with these, at times, very difficult situations. So with that in mind and without further ado, here's Sharon.
Thanks, Mike. We have an exciting one-hour show for you here today, so please keep listening and call us with your questions because we have all the answers. The local number is 727-441-3000. That is 727-441-3000. Or you can call us toll-free at 1-866-826-1340. Again, that's 1-866-826-1340. Did you know that Ameritech Property Management manages over 25,000 homes in the Tampa Bay area? And that means we have a lot of experience dealing with a lot of different issues. We've been managing condominium and deed-restricted communities for over 20 years, and now we've decided to host our own radio talk show to discuss and educate you, our listeners, on the do's and the don'ts regarding community living. Oh yeah, not to mention the crazy and off-the-wall stories you're hearing only on the Ameritech Connection radio talk show.
Good afternoon, folks. We've got a very special guest here this afternoon, and he specializes in security and home protection. Today, we're going to talk about everything related to home protection and security and what is the best security system and equipment available out there in the market today. We're also going to talk about solid wood doors, leaving your lights on, lighting on the outside of your home or apartment, and proper door locks, which includes chain alarms and, of course, a complete security system. Our guest also installs cameras, the software that's needed. He designs security systems and the newest and latest security equipment out there, the smart doorbell. We're going to talk about that as well. It's that and much more right here and right now on the Ameritech Connection. Isn't that right, Sharon?
Yes, that's right, Mike. And our guest today is Jose Torres, and he is the owner of Beyond Wire, which is a home audio and visual service company. And recently, Jose told us that he was certified in home automation, which is a system where you can control all of your home or office electronics right from your cell phone. So welcome, Jose. And this is really interesting stuff. So could you elaborate a little bit on the home automation system?
Well, thank you for having me. Home automation is what we're doing now is Control 4. Control 4 can control basically everything in your house, lighting, thermostats, door locks, all the way down to a garage door. You can actually close and open a garage door from outside your home.
Wow. What do they call Control 4, Jose?
Control 4 is the company that sells the product.
Oh, so that's the name of the company.
That's the name of the company.
Okay.
They're out of Utah.
Okay.
I mean, we can control anything with it. Anything you can think of in the house.
So you can put that stuff on your cell phone. You got complete access to every. I mean, if I was in California and I wanted to open up my garage door, I could do that.
Yes, you can.
Oh, okay. Cool. So, I mean, is your phone going off, dinging you all the time because you got all these electronics or these things that are opening and closing?
Not really. I mean, you can control what you want to control. Mm-hmm. That's why it's Control 4. You can do whatever you want with it.
That's pretty cool. So what is the best security system out there? I know we talked a little bit about Control 4,
mm-hmm.
and that's probably one of the better ones, but what is the best system out there?
Control 4, I mean, the IP systems right now are 4K. We're talking about cameras mm-hmm. now. HD is another company that uh-huh. puts out that stuff. We also have SDI. SDI is one of the best right now. That's what I have in all my customers' houses. It's a very high definition system. You can you have more megapixels and you can see it.
Is that what you're going to put in my office?
Yep.
All right.
SDI stuff.
SDI.
SDI.
Yeah. It's very clear.
All right. Good. Good. So then, does it take a lot of memory to have SDI?
Yes, it does.
It does.
You would have to have a larger hard drive.
Like terabyte type.
Terabyte.
Memory?
Oh, wow. Terabytes. You're talking about terabytes, high terabytes.
So if you have issues with this system, I don't know. You know, what are some of the issues that might come up, and are they quick to respond if it's their you know, an issue with their company?
Usually, if there's something wrong, the customer knows. If there's a camera out, we come out and look at it and fix the problem.
So you'll be able to troubleshoot that then?
Yeah, well, it's like he put the cameras out on my property at Bayview, mm-hmm. and we've had some problems. You came right out, man.
Right out and got it
took
fixed.
Took care of it. Yeah, absolutely. Now, is that SDI cameras that are out there?
Yes.
Oh, I have SDI mm-hmm. out there? Mm-hmm. No wonder the pictures are so clear.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what type of security system do you recommend? I know there's got to be a lot of options out there, and for those of us who don't have a security system, we just kind of want to go, all right, what do you suggest that we go with? What's something that's kind of average?
It depends on the customer. If they want to spend good money, IP is the way to go. SDI is affordable. IP is a little higher. IP well, gives you a higher resolution.
Okay, so 4K. What's IP then?
So that's 4K.
IP is connected to the internet.
Okay.
Everything's through the internet.
So it's a direct, so it's like a web-based program?
Web-based program. It lags a little bit. That's why I like SDI. SDI is directly connected to a camera. Mm-hmm. You're not going through the internet all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you a better picture, SDI.
Okay. So are these affordable for most people?
It's affordable, depending on how many cameras you want.
Yeah.
The hard drives are what cost a lot of money. They get a little high in price.
Well,
and they're affordable enough.
Because you got to have so many terabytes or so much memory to record this stuff, right?
And hard drives get expensive.
Right.
All right, let's say you have a house 3,000 square feet. I don't know if that's what you go by.
3,000?
So, yeah. What would you say? You got to have a lot of, you got to have maybe 10 cameras? I don't know, 10 cameras?
Probably in a big house like that, you're probably going to want at least 6 to 8 cameras.
Okay, 6 to 8.
I have a house right now, it's probably 3,000 square feet. She has 16 cameras.
Well,
but she has
she's
some
probably
inside.
A little paranoid too.
Yeah,
right?
She has some inside. She got it. She got like a parrot, so she wants to see the parrot all the time. So, and she got dogs,
really?
So she can see the dogs through the app on the phone and make sure that everything's okay.
So, what does she have? Does she have the SDI system or HD?
SDI.
So, affordability wise, I mean, SDI is a lot more affordable than HD, correct?
Yes.
So, again, just go over the difference between HD and SDI.
HD and SDI. SDI. SDI and IP. SDI and IP. SDI, it's the resolution is the difference.
Okay. So that's what takes up the more memory, right?
Yep.
All right. Okay, so...
IP is going to be a 4K system.
Right, 4K. All right, let me ask you this. What does a system like that cost on, you know, say 8 cameras?
8 cameras, IP, you're looking probably $2,500.
Oh, that's not bad at all. Mm-hmm. So somebody could call you up. And the name of your company is Beyond Wire, right?
Beyond Wire.
And they could say, all right, well, I need 8 cameras, and you know, I need a really nice system, whether it be an SDI or HD.
Mm-hmm.
And you could give them a quote for between $25,000 and maybe $3,000.
Yep.
Or work it out, and if they have a budget, right?
If they have a budget, depending on there's other kinds of systems, but these are the best ones.
Really, mm-hmm. really, okay.
But are you sacrificing the clarity?
Quality.
Is that the only thing you're
clarity.
Sacrificing?
Yep.
The clarity. Okay. So, for example, if somebody was breaking into their house, I mean, they'd have a hard time identifying the face?
Yep.
If they were using an SDI system versus a 4K?
An SDI system, you're going to see them on both.
Okay.
There's another one called HD, and then there's analog systems. The analog systems are the ones that are really, you can't
yeah,
see
really
nobody.
Yeah, really grainy. I mean, analog systems are going out.
Yeah, they're
the
going
most
out.
Part. Right. So 4K and SDI and HD are the three different.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right. So doors and windows are obviously a big part of security and preventing someone from gaining access to your home. Correct?
Correct.
Right? So especially in the middle of the night, let's just talk about the doors and what do you recommend in that?
Doors, solid doors are best.
Mm-hmm.
If you can afford a steel door, steel doors are great.
That's for your entrance door.
Yeah, entrance right. door. I mean, you can't kick a steel door down.
That's true. Typically, don't you have those, though, from your house into your garage for a fire hazard?
Yes, some of them, those are not solid. Those have something inside of them. A foam, like
a
inside.
Foam. Right, they're not solid steel.
They're not solid. They're still strong.
They make actually solid steel doors?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They make them with special locks, too.
Yeah, but I bet they don't look very nice.
I have a customer that has these doors. They're beautiful. They're double doors,
uh-huh.
and they're steel.
Really?
Right.
They're heavy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So there's no way somebody's going to be kicking
that
door.
No way. Right? And he's got a bunch of cameras, too.
Right.
Oh, okay.
What types of locks do you prefer on these, some of these doors? I mean, you know, deadbolts and stuff like that
are pretty standard. Control 4 sells a deadbolt lock that you can actually control, turn it on, open and unlock the door with it. Deadbolts are the best. So unless you get a custom door and you can get locks on the top and bottom. You can lock the top and the bottom.
Right, because then at that point, it's like a deadbolt on the top and bottom,
and then you got the one that's regular.
Right.
Well, so you're talking about doors. What about sliding glass? Excuse me, sliding glass doors. What do you recommend on those?
Sliding.
That was always, you know, that's a big thing in Florida too. You know, and that's a good point of entry into your home.
And sliders are probably your easiest access.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They have special locks for them too.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Up and down locks. In with the regular lock.
In addition to the one that comes with the door, which is a little lame,
yep.
You know,
a lot
latch.
What about a broom handle? I mean, that's
a
what
broom
I
handle. A lot of people use broom handles.
I've done that.
A lot of people use broom handles.
Just throw it down on the bottom. You're not going to be able to slide it out.
Then I
right?
had one of those little screw, you know, you just kind of tighten it.
Oh, you mean between the doors?
That was really difficult to, if you didn't open that door very often, then to try to get that unlocked, that was difficult.
Yeah, they have these other locks that are pretty cool looking. They slide up and down, mm-hmm. And then you unlock your side, mm-hmm. the regular one. Mm-hmm. You can unlock these guys and put them back. Hmm. They work pretty good.
That's good. All right, so what's a good method to reinforce? We've talked a little bit about that, mm-hmm. reinforcing your existing door. So you don't want to go out and spend all the money for those heavy metal doors. So you've got, let's say, like what I had in my house in Tarpon, you have two wood doors with the glass insert. Well, that's easy to break that glass and get right in, right?
Yeah.
So, but how do you reinforce it other than that? I imagine that would at least alert you with the sound, but nevertheless.
Reinforce it, probably. I mean,
just a deadbolt. Right?
Deadbolt, probably the best thing you can put in the door. They have long deadbolts too. They're longer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So you got to drill a hole a little bigger into the door.
Uh-huh.
So you get the deadbolts could be longer.
So you just keep turning it, right?
Yep. You turn, and it locks.
So it takes you like 5 minutes to lock your door.
you're going to have a problem locking the doors.
That's funny.
But no, seriously, you know, most people aren't going to go out and spend all that money on doors.
No.
So they're going to want to reinforce their existing mm-hmm. doors. So you're saying deadbolts. Plus, they got latches, I think, that you can put for the top and the bottom,
yep.
like we talked about
yep.
earlier.
Yep.
You know, especially on those steel doors, which gives you a brace from the top.
Oh,
and the
I know
bottom.
What you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah, I've seen.
I mean,
those.
I've seen the ones that have. You can put like the bar in between them on the
oh,
front.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you're
yeah.
not going to do that in the house.
No,
maybe
it looks terrible. It looks like yeah. you're. It looks like you're in New York City. You know, trying to keep the gangs from coming in.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
That's more residential.
Yeah. What is a chain alarm? I mean, I know that comes up from time to time. A chain alarm.
A chain alarm is you put the chain on like back then, and then when somebody goes to open a door, it'll ring.
Oh.
It'll make a sound.
So it's just like a chain, regular chain that they used to have in the old days that, you know, people used to snip mm-hmm. if they wanted to get in, right?
Yeah, when you open a door, it makes the chain extend and an alarm comes on.
Oh, wow.
They have them for windows too.
But how loud could that be though?
They're
because
loud.
It's coming from a gadget right on the chain, mm-hmm. though. How big can it be?
It's a little speaker, but it's the sound, it's piercing on the ears. It's very loud.
I mean, it's all about early warning, right,
yep.
Tommy? Don't fall asleep on me, Tommy. Come on.
All right, so
early morning alarm? Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
It'll wake you up.
All right, so what are some of the windows? Now we've talked about doors. What about windows? Because your average window is probably pretty easy to
break.
To get into, so what do you recommend
with that? High-impact windows are good. You can, you know, if you can throw a 2x4 through a window and it doesn't break, that's a good window.
A high-impact,
yeah.
Okay.
You're not going to get out. That's,
no.
Or you're not going to get in, that's
you're
for
not
sure.
going to get in.
Are those pretty expensive?
What about getting out?
Getting out, there's a lock on the top on the windows,
right.
On
uh-huh.
right and left. You can open that window, it slides down, and you can get out the window.
So in case of a fire.
In case of a fire, you have it.
Well, those are the best windows to have. I agree with you.
Yeah,
but they're also very expensive.
Yes, they are.
So,
but they're
worth
the money. By the time you buy a window and then you buy something to cover the window on the outside, you might as well buy an impact window.
Well, that's true, because they're high-impact, high-security windows. And, I mean, they can be $1,500 a piece.
Yes, they can.
So if you have, you know, 30 or 40 windows out there on your 3,000-square-foot house, I mean, that adds up pretty quick. What about the existing windows? How do you secure the existing windows? Now, obviously, somebody can still break the window and get in, but it's all about early warning, especially if you're in the house, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if you got a camera system and everything else, and you hear somebody break the window, And usually you can respond and dial 911 and that type of thing. But how do you secure them other than breaking the windows? Do you got any suggestions or recommendations to our listeners?
They have these locks. Home Depot has them. You can put in the corner of the window.
Mm-hmm.
That they won't slide the window up. It'll stop it from going up. But if you break the glass, I mean.
So they're like those little screw things that you
screw them in the corners?
You screw them in the corners, and that pretty
much. Yeah, that sounds like what I had on the sliding glass door, too.
Kind of like
that.
And
they had rubber tips on them, mm-hmm. and then, yeah. Those are hard to work with, though, I think.
But it's hard to open the window if somebody's trying to slide it up.
Right.
Yeah, it'll stop you.
Yeah, all right. So what are your thoughts about leaving lights on inside and outside your home? So, you know, typically if someone wants to, you know, have a safety thing and they leave for, let's say, a couple of days, you got one light on, you just leave it on the whole time. But is there a better method for those lights to come on and off during the day and then it turn on at night?
You can get timers to put on the lights,
mm-hmm.
and they'll come on and off.
Mm-hmm.
Control 4, you can tell the lights to come on and off. You can get
Going back to that home automation.
A vacation button.
Mm-hmm.
You hit a vacation button, and it'll turn whatever I tell it to come on, TV to come on, the lights to come on.
So if people want to hear more about Control 4, they can go to BeyondWireLLC.com. That's BeyondWireLLC.com. And get your information, or they can call you at 727-243-8358. Ask for a Jose. You'll give them a great deal, and they'll get hooked up with Beyond Wire and have their whole security system installed in their
house. You're not done with the show. We're just putting a little plug in here for you. Just thought I'd let you know. Right. You're not finished here.
No.
So, all right. So when it comes to, a break-in, God forbid that should happen to anyone, there's... You know, like a couple of things that are critical that's going to give you a break and give you a little bit of time. So obviously you need the time to act. So we're talking about what you can suggest for that time. And then, of course, your sound. So you want to be able to hear what's going on,
mm-hmm.
Kind of like that chime thing on the chain. And then seeing the visibility. Actually, the longer it takes and the less likely and the more time you have, you know, there's a couple of things you can do. You can get a dog.
You can get a dog.
And that's your early warning sign, you know.
So, well, you know, and this is just in case you're in the house when somebody breaks
in. Yeah, God forbid that should happen.
I know the law, burglars probably stay away. Intruders or burglars probably stay away from people that are home, you know. I mean, obviously they want to get in and rob you and, you know, and not have any confrontation. But, you know, sometimes they don't know if you're home or not. So having, as Sharon was saying, having some early warning systems in place so that if you hear somebody, coming in, I mean, like me, I got a gun holster,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'll whip out my gun. You know?
But you have to hear them.
You have to hear them come in first.
You got to hear them come in first, and that's what we're going to talk about. So what do you recommend for some sort of early warning systems to give that that homeowner a little more time to either dial 911 or get prepared for that intruder?
You can get, like, motion sensors that can actually send you a message on your phone if you have your phone. You can actually put sensors that when you walk into the door, if you're outside barbecuing, it'll sound something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what that is.
No, and if you have a dog, it's great because mm-hmm. the dogs, you know how dogs are.
Dogs are great. There's no question about it. I mean, a dog will start barking up a storm. Plus, just dogs are great in general. But Control 4 does all this, right?
Yes, I can do that with Control 4. There's sensors. I can tell anything what to do.
So just kind of regroup that again. So basically, you're going to put sensors on all the windows.
And not even on the windows. I can put a sensor on the ceiling that when you walk by, it'll tell me that somebody's walk by.
Okay, but I see that as a problem if you are in your bedroom and that sensor goes off because your cat just walked by. All right, so
or your dog.
I mean, can you lower the sensitivity to that so that if your cat's walking, it's not going to.
So you can set like a mode, like barbecue mode,
mm-hmm.
on the system.
What do you mean barbecue?
Let's just say you're outside partying, right?
Yeah.
And everybody's outside. And somebody walked through the front door, it'll tell you that somebody walked through the front door.
Mm-hmm.
Like how?
But you have that mode.
Somebody just walked through the front door?
You can actually have an announcement happen.
You can actually have an
announcement tell you somebody drove into the driveway if there's sensors.
Right.
So it'll notify you on the phone. It'll tell you somebody's in the driveway.
Well, where would that sensor be placed, though, for that to happen?
If they have sensors underneath the ground or if there's we can mount motion sensors outside. And every time I see
something. Like to the house or the garage?
You're in the garage, right by the garage no, door. And it'll tell you, it'll tell you on your phone.
It's hooked up to your phone.
Yeah.
But right. You just it's mentioned something on the ground, so.
It's a long driveway.
They're like loops, right? You can put a loop under there. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a drive-through on a fast food restaurant. Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
And you that's interesting.
And that's connected to a box. If we can control that box, we can tell it what to do.
So now sound. That'll give them the sound for the early warning system. We talked about time. Now, what about visibility? Now, if somebody were to walk in, can Control 4 actually, alert you on your cell phone, and then you can be able to actually see that individual?
Yes, sir. If there's a camera mounted outside, and we're able to control it, you'll be able to get a notification, and I can tell the phone to bring you to that camera when it notifies you.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I'd like to talk a little bit more about that. But, Tommy, I think we have a caller on the line. I don't want to keep him on there too long.
Yes, first up for Jose is Beverly.
Beverly, welcome to the Ameritech Connection. You're on the air. What's your question for Jose?
Thank you. I would like to know, how will you know if there is a system tampering or if the camera fails?
Usually the customer knows that, most of the time knows that something, a camera went out.
Because they go on their phone and
they're
going to
go on their phone. They're going to look at their phone all the time if there's a camera.
But let's say Beverly has a dog and the dog's chewing on one of the cameras. I mean, how do you know? How do you know?
I do have a dog.
You do have a dog.
Get rid of the dog and then.
No. Keep the dog. It's the cat that you want to get rid of.
Not fair.
Our DVRs, you can set them to motion and recording.
Okay.
So if you want it to send you a notification when there's a motion, you can have it do that. So if somebody's messing with the camera, you will know.
Right.
It'll send you a notification on your phone.
So I guess if you've got a complete system, Beverly, you know, just make sure that, you know, you're checking it on your cell phone, right, Jose?
Yes.
And make sure that, you know, you look at it, especially if you're, you know, at work or you're away from your home. You're going to want to take a peek at it during break time or lunchtime.
So you have to have this connected to your cell. You have to have that kind of system.
All the systems that I do with cameras, they're always connected on the Internet.
Okay.
Right,
that makes sense. Did we answer your question there, Beverly?
Yes, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for calling. We appreciate it. Have a good night.
Hey, Tommy, we're going to take a quick 2-minute commercial break, folks. We will be right back in 2 minutes. Thank you so much.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Pasco Towing is your go-to towing service that extends far beyond Pasco County. We provide fast, affordable, 24-hour towing service for all your transportation needs. Local and long-distance towing, collision towing, exotic cars, motorcycles, trucks, and RVs. Pasco Towing is your go-to towing service. Call us at 727-849-1651. Again, that number is 727-849-1651. Or visit us at PascoTowingInc.com.
Having a digital presence for your business is a vital part of your company's success. ProfitGate Web is your complete website resource center, offering web design and hosting, marketing, video production and media management, domain registration, and more. ProfitGate keeps your site up and running, providing exceptional and, most importantly, reliable service since 1999. Call ProfitGate and schedule your digital analysis today. 727-585-3850 or visit their website profitgateweb.com.
Ameritech Community Management is a local management company servicing the Tampa Bay area for over 20 years. We are proud of our company and continue to provide professional and courteous service to our clients. After 20 years, we still manage our very first community association. If you are in need of a top-notch community management team for your property, give us a call today, 727-726-8000. That's 727-726-8000. Or visit our website at ameritechcompanies.com.
When you need legal help, you want a lawyer you can trust, someone with experience, knowledge, wisdom, and compassion. At Pilk & Associates, we pride ourselves in providing you with the personal attention and consideration your legal issues deserve. We can help plan long-term goals for your family or your business and handle unexpected legal issues that arise suddenly. We're a full-service law firm with nearly 3 decades of legal experience. We are dedicated to serving your legal needs. Please call for a free consultation
at 813-759-3285 or feel free to email us at law@pilka.com. We look forward to serving your legal needs.
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, folks, to the Ameritech Connection. And for those of you just tuning in, our guest today is Jose Torres, and he's with Beyond Wire. And we're talking about security systems and cameras. And what are you laughing at me for?
It's Torres, isn't it?
Is it Torres? All right. I'm sorry, okay. Jose.
I'm not laughing. I'm smiling with you.
She always laughs at me. You know? Anyways, Tommy, we got somebody else on hold, don't you?
Yes, sir. Mary is on the line.
Hey, Mary, welcome to the Ameritech Connection. We have Jose here live. What's your question?
Hi. I love the subject this week. Security is always on my mind.
Do you live in a high-security area, Mary?
No.
But it sounds like you need it.
Right. I mean, you know, you get paranoid everywhere you go now.
Yeah, that's true.
But, my question is, you know, this Compact 4 or whatever it is, Control 4.
Uh-huh.
How does it work? How is everything connected? Is it, you know, you have to connect your lamp, you have to connect your heater. I mean, is it wiring technique?
That's good, or, question. Good question.
Switch that's put on, or...
You would have to use Control 4 products. If you want to control a light, you have to replace your light switch with Control 4's light. If you want to control a lamp, there's a lamp dimmer you plug into the wall, and we can control that. It's through the air. It's called Zigbee wave, like RF, but it's Zigbee. It's a different wavelength.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you want to control has to be either Control 4 can control it. Control 4 has so much products.
So, like she mentioned, would you have to have a Control 4 thermostat?
No, you can. Control 4 does have thermostats, but you can control Nest thermostats.
So, opening the garage door, you'd have to have Control 4 for that.
You have to buy the brain of the system, the outfit.
Okay,
the one that you do the programming to.
You would have to change a lot of things to enable to use this product.
Yeah, to make your house basically a smart home, you have to buy a piece to make it a smart home.
But that can get rather expensive.
Yeah, that's
then,
what
right?
I was just going
to
say.
You can start at a lower level and add to that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, for example, let's say just to get a Control 4 light switch or controller or whatever to turn the lights on and off. I mean, what's the cost for that?
The Control 4 controller, it's $600, the smaller one.
The $600 is for the brain.
For the brain of the outfit that you have to program.
Is that a CPU or no?
It's kind of like a CPU. It's like a little computer.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
They make three different ones. One's bigger than the other. One has more options than the other.
Mm-hmm.
But now, like Mary said, she wants to control certain things. So let's say she wants to add the lights and the garage door openers. I mean, what is it like? How much more is it for the lights?
The light switch is like $170 a light switch, a dimmer.
Okay.
Wow.
The light switch to turn on, up. Yeah, it's a little pricey, but once it's all done, you can do a lot with it. You can add a lot to it.
Mm-hmm. So
what if the power goes out? Is it battery backup?
Good question.
You can put a battery. Well, we build racks, and we put everything inside of a rack. So there's you would add a battery backup in there.
Which is another $170, right?
It's probably more than that. There's a battery backup is going to cost a lot. The systems can run up to $50,000.
Whoa.
Well, yeah, but we're talking a 3,000 square foot house, so
you ready to get a second job there, Mary?
But you can,
right.
You can start your system and add from it. So if you get a controller, you can control your TV. It'll control your TV also. Control your TV, DVD players, cable box with a remote control. Up to 50 devices can control that system. Up to 50 devices mean your phones.
Mm-hmm. That's that $600 system you talked about, right?
Yeah, that's the beginning of it.
Right, that's the beginning of it. So $600. Now, cameras, what is each camera?
Each camera, Control 4 cameras, probably about $180 probably.
Well, that's not bad for cameras.
Yeah. Cameras have gotten cheaper.
Yeah, yeah. So you really need like 8 cameras.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, network cameras.
Yeah, and then I think to have the TV on so you can create sound like somebody's home. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Florida statutes is really clear when it comes to criminal activity. If an intruder breaks into a house that is unoccupied and they get caught, they get a lot less jail time if they break into a house that's occupied.
Of
so most... Most burglars are going to be looking for houses that appear to be occupied.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're turning on the TV, you're turning on the lights, people are going to think you're home.
Yes.
They're going to avoid you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Avoid you like the plague. Does that make sense, Mary?
Yeah. It's very interesting.
Yeah. So from that standpoint, what would a system roughly cost? I mean, are we looking at $5,000-$6,000 in order to get, you know, a couple of lights? Maybe if you got a 3,000 square foot house, let's say it's all one story, you're gonna want lights to go on and off and the TV going on to appear that somebody's home, right?
How about $3,000?
About $3,000. Yeah. So $3,500, Mary. I mean, that's probably what you're looking at. And Control 4 seems like the better products out there as far as a security system. What do you think? Any other questions?
Yeah, well, you know, it's something that I really have to think about. But maybe for now, maybe I better go with the doorbell ringer. you haven't broached that subject yet.
No,
maybe you might talk a little bit about it.
Yeah, I was going to say, just stay tuned because we will be talking about that in the next 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, so maybe I'll have to go with something like that at first, you know. But great subject. Thank you very much. Very informative.
Thank you. Thanks for calling me.
Thanks for being a stanch listener for us. You know, you've been...
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
I look forward to it.
Thank you so much. All right. Take care. Hey, Tommy, I know that you have another person there online, so I'd like to take care of them before we get back into it.
Sure. Tamara is next.
Hi, Tamara.
Hello.
Hi. You are with the Ameritech Connection, and we have Jose here ready to answer your question.
Hi, Jose. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. I do have a question. Is the camera always alert, or is there a sleep setting that takes some time to activate?
You can do whatever you want with a camera. I mean, you can in the app, you can turn off.
No, but what she's saying is, I mean, is the camera like constantly rolling, or is there like a motion detector? Because you definitely would need a lot of memory, and you'd have to go through a lot of dead video footage, right?
Right, I would think so, too.
The camera systems that I sell, I do recording and motion. The problem, the only reason I do that, because I did a job for a customer, he was a lawyer, and he had somebody watching the dog, he had some money on the counter, the girl went to the money, stopped, and then the motion stopped recording. She took the money, walked away, and then it started recording again. So I missed a big...
She was a smart little shit. Wasn't
she stopped. I mean, she was messing with the stuff, and then...
Sorry,
it just
Tommy.
Caught
I
just that motion. So I do constant recording. It's easier to go back and see on the recording that where the motion was instead of just doing whole constant recording.
That's a good example.
Recording.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, so can't you, like, delay it longer? I mean, whereas, you know, she'd have to sit there for 10 minutes before the camera actually would stop. I mean, she's got to be still for 10. You know what I'm saying?
She was still for a couple minutes, and it stopped recording.
Wow.
That's unusual.
So yeah. I like to have it motion and recording.
There, huh? So the lawyer couldn't do anything about
it? Nope.
Wow. All right, Tamara, have we answered your question?
Yes, very well, thank you. You guys have a great evening, okay?
Thanks, you too. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. All right, Jose, kind of like to go back to what we were talking about before we took a commercial break. What else can we do with the Control 4 system? I'm really interested in that.
We started doing, it's a universal remote control also. It can control TVs and all that.
I like that.
When we build a rack, if the customer wants to do a rack at their house, I can control every TV in the house. Every TV, and in the rack, you would leave two or three cable boxes. You don't have 10 cable boxes. Everybody in the house can see that.
Now, you don't spook out any of your previous clients, do you?
No.
Like have access to their security system and then turn their TV on and shut it off.
In the middle of the night.
That's only if the customer allows access, because we can.
Okay, so they can change passwords to keep you out, right?
They can deny me from getting in it.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't do that.
There's security, everything.
Yeah.
Well, our TV keeps going on and off.
It's happened a couple of times.
Sometimes you have to have access if the customer's having problems. If the cable box is not working properly, I can go in the system, remove that cable box, and add another one and see if that works better.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. What are your thoughts on firearms? I know, you know me, I'm kind of a firearm kind of guy, as you well know, and I've got a bed holster. Sharon is too. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
In fact, I just got her. I just got her a pink 22.
No, Tiffany blue.
Oh, Tiffany blue.
Did you?
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's awesome.
So I started looking at the pink handles, but I moved away to the.
You better
Tiffany
watch
blue.
It, Tommy. She's dangerous.
Hey.
But.
I'm shocked. I'm scared already.
I don't look the type, do I?
But anyways, I have what's called a bed holster, and I keep a .45. And people think I'm a little, you know, off the wall. But nevertheless, if somebody were to break in, you know, obviously I'm not. I mean, I'd rather scare them away. I'm going to certainly dial 911 and do everything I can. I mean, you know, last thing I want to do is shoot somebody. But what are your thoughts on being confronted in the middle of the night with an intruder? I mean, what would you do? I mean, what are some of your thoughts, being in security that you are?
Yeah. Usually you kind of like, I'd probably shoot him if it was me. I mean, with my, I have a shotgun, just kind of like you. You have a handgun, I got a shotgun. But supposedly.
God, shotguns, you guys are getting a little.
Shotgun, I'm probably going to scare him real quick.
No.
But,
It's like somebody that knocks on your door at 3 o'clock in the morning. You go down there with a shotgun, you rack that thing, and you say, who's there?
And they're gone.
That's right. But, I mean, somebody's going to be banging on your door at 3 o'clock in the morning anyways. But, so
unless they're up to no good.
But my point is, should you like just, you know, concede and just do whatever they ask, or should you fight?
You're supposed to concede, but I probably concede at first and see if I can get a way to get closer to my gun. Mm-hmm. And maybe trying to defend my, I mean, I have a family, I have to protect.
You should get a rifle bed holster.
I was thinking about doing
or
that.
A shotgun bed holster, you know.
The wife is scared of the guns. So I got to be careful where I put the gun.
Yeah, yeah, you absolutely do have to. All right, so how we get how the cameras work, obviously. So, but when you're not home, how effective can those cameras be when someone's breaking in? So, you know, do you have systems where they're connected to calling the police, or is this just going to come on your phone and you have to make the decision, alert? I mean,
I haven't done it with the police that way, okay. But I'm sure in the menu there's a way to do that. You can put a number. It can actually call.
Oh, really?
Number.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a security system. Like,
yeah, it's
you know,
like
some
a security system.
Different security companies out there, mm-hmm. whereas if they hear something, you know, it's automatically going to call the police for you and, you know, that type of thing.
You can do notifications on it. It's what it is.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Pretty interesting. What about protecting yourself outside the home? I mean, we talked a lot about the Control 4 system and what Control 4 system can do for you in the home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is there anything outside the home other than, you know, if you got a proper carry permit, you can carry a weapon. Certainly need to be licensed and trained on that regard. But what about mace and some of the other things? I mean, what are your recommendations or suggestions on that regard?
I like pepper spray.
Pepper spray, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that works.
I have pepper spray.
Do you?
I got my wife pepper spray, and I know pepper spray
hurts. It's real
hurts
easy to activate,
I've
right?
I felt it before, so it's
so
very
your wife
painful.
Has pepper sprayed you before?
Yes.
What were you doing? Hey,
didn't we have a property manager get pepper sprayed?
Yes.
We called him
yes.
Dr. Pepper there for
yes,
a while.
Yes, we did.
What's the story on that? I forget.
Well, I don't want to give the association name. It was I guess, some woman that came up to him aggressively. And
apparently he sent
and
a letter.
And yeah, it might have been that. And then
he sent a letter of noncompliance or something.
He came back at her, and he got in her personal space, is what was said. And then
true
she
story.
Pepper sprayed him. And so it's true. For the that's what we called. That was his nickname.
He no
after
longer
that.
Works with us. I will
yes,
say that.
Yes, thank God.
But he did get a little aggressive, and she pepper sprayed him, and
wow.
he was nicknamed Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
And pepper spray really, really hurts.
Does it?
Yes.
I've never been pepper sprayed.
I have.
I mean, to get right in your eyes. It
right
doesn't hurt
your
skin,
face,
right?
It burns.
For the eye. Yeah.
It burns your skin.
Oh, yeah.
And if you put water on it, it's worse.
Oh, really?
So you're saying that pepper spray is probably the best thing that you can go out there and buy for, you know, for protection
for
outside
protection,
the home.
It's cheap.
I had one when I biked, you know, road bike and mountain bike.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I know that they do work. So, all right, folks, we're going to take a quick break here. Please stay with us. We're going to be right back in 2 minutes.
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
Joe owns his own business and, like you, is bombarded with hundreds of insurance offers. Joe can't decide exactly what or how much coverage he needs. Joe called Aegis Insurance Group. Joe met with an Aegis business advisor, and together they designed an insurance program specifically for Joe's needs. If you're confused about your insurance needs, call Aegis Insurance Group. Aegis, insurance protection tailored for you. Call today. 1-855-227-0262.
Do you serve on the board of a condominium association? Or how about a homeowners association? Here's a well-known fact. Page & Company are probably the best accounting firm for community associations. With over 18 years of experience specializing in audits, reviews, compilations, and tax returns, you must get a quote from Page & Company for your association's financial reporting requirements. So give Page & Company Certified Public Accountants a call at 727-726-2785. Get the personal service you deserve.
Meritech Community Management is a local management company servicing the Tampa Bay area for over 20 years. We are proud of our company and continue to provide professional and courteous service to our clients. After 20 years, we still manage our very first community association. If you are in need of a top-notch community management team for your property, give us a call today, 727-726-8000. That's 727-726-8000. Or visit our website at ameritechcompanies.com.
Having a digital presence for your business is a vital part of your company's success. ProfitGate Web is your complete website resource center, offering web design and hosting, marketing, video production and media management, domain registration, and more. ProfitGate keeps your site up and running, providing exceptional and, most importantly, reliable service since 1999. Call ProfitGate and schedule your digital analysis today. 727-585-3850 or visit their website profitgateweb.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Ameritech Connection. And for those of you just tuning in, our guest today is Jose Torres. Beyond Wire is his company. And we're talking about security systems and cameras. Super interesting. And I'm going to switch it a little bit here and just ask you, give us your thoughts on neighbors looking out for neighbors. I know that some communities have the security watch or the neighborhood watch programs, which seem to be successful. But, I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, I'm lucky. I got good neighbors.
Yeah.
My neighbors are always looking out.
Yeah, and that's good.
We take care of each other. I mean, that's how though. It should be, you know?
Absolutely. But, I mean, I know a lot of communities have neighborhood watch programs. And have you, I mean, what are your recommendations? Any experience with that at all?
I don't have it at my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. My neighbors are always there.
Yeah, and you know, the biggest thing that I hear is that if your car is in the driveway, lock your car.
Lock your doors.
And don't leave anything, that you can see that, mm-hmm. you know, is worth trying to break into your car. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, some people have their garage door openers if it's not, you know, a car with it programmed in. And they actually have that, and then that's access to your house. So,
you gotta close your garage.
You just want to lock your door.
You better make sure you lock that interior garage door
that's
as well.
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So I know that those programs do work, you know, as long as you've got enough people that are willing to make that walk around the neighborhood or drive, whatever it
neighborhood
takes.
Neighborhood watch is good to have in a neighborhood.
Right, right. What about security stickers and security signs and that type of thing? Even if you don't have a security system, I mean, what are your thoughts?
I mean, I recommend everybody to put one at their house.
Put stickers on their windows.
On their house or anything that has that says, do not enter my house, I have a gun.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I have.
That's what I have.
Not worry about the dog, but worry about the owner,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Never mind the dog.
I have these stickers.
The owner.
I have these stickers that say there's nothing in this house that's worth losing your life over.
That's a good one.
And then it's got a picture of a gun. And it's got a picture of me standing there with a big smile on my face. I'm just kidding now.
I was going to say, I haven't seen that one.
So you recommend security stickers and signs and everything all over the window. Yeah. Because most intruders obviously are going to avoid a house that has security stickers and guns and all that stuff all over, right?
Yeah. You could put the alarm. The alarm company will give you a
those little stickers that go on the grass, right?
On the grass, or you can stick it on the window.
Right.
They're good, too, to have.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. That is good. I know this may sound silly, but what's the right way to answer your door? All right, let's say it's 9 o'clock at night. It's really not that late, but it's kind of like, all right, well, who's at my door? I know me in particular on Halloween, for instance, you have all your trick-or-treaters, and your doorbell hasn't rang for an hour. And now it's 9:30, 9:45, and you're like, okay, are these guys up to something, or are they real trick-or-treaters, just late? You know, so what's the, you know, I feel stupid going, who is it? You know,
yeah, right. I would look through the window a little bit.
Yeah, but even then,
if you have a peephole, Yeah, peepholes are great.
But, you know, I've read that there are sometimes when you have dinner parties and your guests are leaving and then, you know, someone's kind of watching your house and then they come up and ring the doorbell and you think it's one of your guests coming back. They might have forgotten something. And you answer the door. You open the door. So, I mean, is it...
That's a mistake.
So should you just... Yeah, exactly. So you should just get in the habit of just saying, who's there?
Get in the habit of locking your door.
Locking it.
First.
Right, right. The last thing you want to do is just, like, swing your door open and say, hey, what can I do for you? Right?
Yeah. You here for dinner?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
It's not going to... You need to look.
It's the same thing as a safety door. I mean, and you know what a safety door is, right?
Yeah, a safety door.
Safety door is a door that's like... An additional door, like a screen or storm door, but it's a security door. So when you do open up the main door, you still got a security or safety door. They sell them at Home Depot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah.
They make them out of steel.
Yeah,
they're called storm doors, but they're made out of steel. They have a steel frame. You can't get in. I've seen the shows and the cops, and they try to break those things, and they can't even get in them.
Right, you can't get in, but at least you can open up the door and see who it is. And if it is a threat, that gives you plenty of time
to
shut the main door and go dial 911 or whatever you're going to do.
Right? Grab your shotgun.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah, we keep going back to that. But you want to be trained. That could be dangerous. That can turn on you if you're not trained with a gun. But so, you know, I like the idea of the smart doorbell, and there's a couple systems out there. I'm really super interested in that. Can you talk about that a little bit for our audience here?
The Ring has been out for a while, and everybody's using the Ring. The Ring's actually a pretty good product. Mm-hmm. It notifies you on the phone. You can talk to it back and forth. If you want to record and see a recording, you have to pay them a monthly fee or a yearly fee.
Okay.
And they actually do the recording for you?
They do. They keep it on their side.
Yeah, okay.
On their servers. And you can rewind and see what's going
on. So you can only look at it on your camera, or your phone. So let's say that you're out back and you don't have your cell phone with you. Could you have a camera? I mean, or does everything have to be associated with your phone?
You have to have your phone on.
Okay, it has to be on the phone.
Mostly everybody, you see everybody has their phone on.
Okay.
So everybody, it'll notify your phone. If you don't have your phone, your husband has the phone. Mm-hmm. If he has the app, it'll notify him.
Mm-hmm.
So we both could have the app. So somebody rings the doorbell, you know, it goes in there and
ring.
Well, just like it does on the TV commercials that you see all the time.
So which system do you recommend then? Because there's a couple
Ring
out there.
I like Ring and I like Nest. Nest Hello. I have Nest Hello.
That's N-E-S-T?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nest.
What does that do?
It's the same thing as Ring.
Now, you install both these products, correct?
Yes.
All right. So what about Nest? What do you...
Nest. I like Nest because they have a thermostat. On the same template... On the same template, you can see the thermostat, and the same template, you can see your camera.
What's the point for the thermostat, though?
You can control the temperature in your house. It's a smart thermostat. It knows when you left the house, and it'll turn the temperature down for you.
Or up.
Or up
when you get home.
Right.
When you get near the house, it knows.
That's only if you're up north.
Right.
Up north, you know, it's down. Right? We got to get our ups and downs right, Tom?
But, so what other advantages? What other advantages other than the thermostat? I mean, Nest over the other?
Nest now has an alarm. You can put little sensors on the windows.
Oh, okay.
And it'll notify you on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's starting to go that way.
So it's got added features, but as far as just the feature, if someone just rang your doorbell,
it'll ring your phone.
It's the same as any other doorbell system, correct?
Yep. And
right. So that's pretty interesting. So I think the smart doorbell system is really where technology is going. I think for security systems, wouldn't you agree?
Yes. They also have a motion sensor light with the camera now. Ring has that.
Oh, really?
So if you want it in the backyard,
yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And you have the Ring in the front also, it'll notify you if somebody's in the back.
So if I'm
you can talk to it.
If I'm at work and somebody literally is in our backyard, you know, Sharon can say, "What are you doing back there?"
Yes, just like
and
the commercial.
It'll be like gotcha. It'll be like a voice out of the air.
And it's loud. It's pretty loud. It's a little speaker, but it's loud. You can hear it across the street.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's pretty loud.
I think that those systems are really interesting.
They're taking over. So they're starting to take over.
So if you're interested in something like that, it's go to beyondwirellc.com and ask for Jose at 727-243-8358, and you can hook him up, right?
Yes, I can.
And if you say you heard it on this show, you're going to give him a discount.
Yes, sir.
How much?
Yeah.
10%.
Okay. All right, 10% it is.
Yeah, and so we appreciate, you know, you helping our customers, because that's what
what it's all about. Our listeners are our customers.
But you actually advise them based on what they're looking for and their budget, and then you purchase the product, and then you install it, correct? Yes, and then if there's any issues after that, then they can reach you.
Sure.
Okay. All right. That's important.
What about preparing your home if you're going to be, like, gone for a week or two? I mean, what are some of the things that you do to make sure that, you know, you get your home burglary proof, if you will?
Yeah.
I mean, what are your suggestions?
So you feel secure when you leave?
Cameras.
Cameras are good. But what about your newspapers and mail and stuff like that? I mean, you know, you don't want a whole bunch of newspapers.
Does anybody get newspapers?
Right. Well, yeah. Some people. Those free things that are.
Yeah, I know, but like deliveries, I don't know if they do.
But those free things, if they see those free things out there, you know, those free things, those free newspapers, right? And they're out there, you know, littering the driveway. You know, burglar's going to say, "Hey, man, ain't nobody home here."
That's true.
You know,
that's
so true. You do need somebody to kind of pick that stuff up and make sure that
good neighbors. I mean, if you have a good neighbor, I mean, that's the best thing.
I think we're doing an Allstate thing here.
Neighbor calls me. He calls me Allstate. They call me Allstate.
Really?
Because I helped him out a lot.
So
should charge Allstate a little bit.
Yeah. So if you have the cameras, which I agree with you, what about motion lights too?
Lights. That goes back to the Ring. The Ring has that motion light with the camera on it.
So does Control 4 though too, right?
Control 4. It's a little different with Control 4 because it's an automation system.
Right.
But the cheapest way it would be the Ring.
Right. Right.
Okay. But the motion lights could be on your garage, not just the front door, but it could be at your garage. It could be on the side of your house.
Corners of the houses, they put them.
Mm-hmm.
You can put them in every corner of the house, in the back, in the front, wherever you want a motion detection at.
Okay. Pretty. Are they expensive, or do you get a quantity discount?
I mean, if you get, you could get a quantity discount.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. All right.
What about, you know, when you got a bunch of workers around your house, you got some work going on there. I mean, you're probably vulnerable at that point, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
So I think you need to be a little more vigilant when you got workers, you know, you're getting your house painted, you're getting a re-roof job done, or, you know, some form of work is going on in there. So what do you think? Just give me your thoughts real quick on that. We got about 30 seconds, right, Tommy?
Keep looking at what everybody's doing. Don't lose sight of what's going on.
Right.
Because somebody can come in your house where you're in the bathroom. Right. You don't know.
That's true.
Or they can come back.
Or you can have a two-story house, be upstairs, and they come in the downstairs. You won't even know.
Yep, just be careful who you let in your house.
You got it, folks. Hey, listen, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Keep listening. We'll be right back with much and much more on the Ameritech Connection.
Is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
Ameritech Community Management is a local management company servicing the Tampa Bay area for over 20 years. We are proud of our company and continue to provide professional and courteous service to our clients. After 20 years, we still manage our very first community association. If you are in need of a top-notch community management team for your property, give us a call today, 727-726-8000. That's 727-726-8000. Or visit our website at ameritechcompanies.com.
Hey, you.
Who, me?
Not you, the hot one.
Hi, what can I do for you?
Aren't you that lady that's on that radio show called the Ameritech Connection?
Why, yes, I am. We're live every Thursday at 5 p.m. on TAN Talk Radio Network. Right, Mike?
That's right, Sharon. Live in a condo or homeowners association? Do you have issues? How about questions? We cover it all and more. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m.
What time again?
That's 5 p.m. every Thursday on TAN Talk Radio Network, 1340 a.m. and 106.1 FM.
Well, that wraps up our show for today. Sharon and I both would like to thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, without you, Ameritech has no connection.
That's so true. And we also appreciate all the feedback and all the listeners that take the time to call in and ask the questions. So don't forget, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m., it's the Ameritech Connection on the TAN Talk Radio Network, 1340 a.m. and 106.1 FM.
And if you're looking for a good property management company, look no further. Give us a call at Ameritech. I promise you, you won't be sorry. We would greatly appreciate the opportunity to become your next property management company.
So don't forget, every Thursday between 5 and 6 p.m., it's the Ameritech Connection.
Thanks, everybody. We'll talk again next week.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.